Hey, everybody, how's it going tonight? Welcome to another episode of Live Party Pal. I appreciate you all coming out. This is my co-host, Gary. How are you, buddy?
What's going on, everybody? How are you doing, Adam? I'm doing well. How are you?
Excellent, excellent. And our special guest, Kayla, the homeschooling picker. How are you, my friend?
Doing good, guys. Ready for the show. I'm really excited that I finally get to play the game.
I'm excited that you're here to play the game, man.
I've the games from the chat, so I'm definitely looking forward to that.
So when you play in the chat, do you feel like you get the answers right, or are you surprised by the answers and you get them wrong? How do you usually, are you usually a winner in the chat, or you don't want to admit to that?
I feel like a majority of the time will go with the winning side. I was pretty close in your trivia. I think that might have been the first game I played where you had like the team trivia.
Yeah.
Fun.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad you're here to play the game and that you're going to enjoy that. So let's see who all's in the chat already today. We got Mel is here. Hey, everyone. Hey, Mel. Appreciate you coming out. We got NC hey, Picker. What's up, Dave? Wow, Kayla, I love what you have done with your hair in this YouTube thumbnail. We talked about that. You got like one pic that you share. That's what he's talking about.
Is he?
Yeah. The one for our show.
I redo pictures. I'm not a person with a lot of selfies. It's honestly, I hate taking selfies. So yes, I regurgitate the same photos over and over.
I actually, that reminds me of a question. I was, I saw an Instagram post you did one time where John and someone else was holding up a poop emoji pillow. Was that you or your daughter? Because I honestly couldn't tell from the picture.
That is me and my daughter, and that is actually the video.
Oh, that's you and your daughter. It's not John and your daughter.
No, I just put that out today, so you will see that soon.
That was hilarious, man. We got KJ Reseller. Sup, peeps? Let's have some fun. We got lots of fun on the line. Chris online. Hello from Chili, Kentucky, waiting to watch Kayla. So what's the temp in Kentucky right now, Kayla?
Ooh, I thought that was silent. Sorry.
No, that was my phone.
Oh, okay, good. It happened. I got a thing. Oh, we both got shared. That's why. So
was that Misha? Thanks, yes, Misha. So. Appreciate you, girl.
It is getting down to 18 degrees tonight.
Yeah. And I thought 38 was cold.
That's I'm so cold. Over it. Like, we've had two different bouts of snow, and I'm over it. Hopefully, we don't get more, but we're supposed to.
Yeah. In the forecast, I saw sleeting rain and potential snow for later this week for us. But that usually means Georgians go crazy. They don't know how to drive. We stay off the roads. They close schools. So
don't forget the bread and milk. We got to go get our
bread and milk and toilet paper is right. Non-existent in the store. So we don't know how to handle the snow and the freezing rain.
Hey,
AM Pickers.
It's the same here. John was at Walmart when they closed. And I was like, babe, where are you at? And it was like 15 minutes past Walmart closing. He was still in line. The line was all the way back because everybody was buying all the toilet paper and milk.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jeez, it's like, how long are you going to be shut into your house for like 24 hours? You need 18 rolls of toilet paper over the next 24 hours?
And it's just because we just needed hamburger and chicken and the fruit loops bought it all up. So then regular people that just buy the normal amount don't have any. And yeah, it's like 2 days of being stuck in and that's it. And that's if you're a chicken, you know, a lot of people still drive anyways.
One time we are not the ones that run to the store and buy up the excess, right? But we learned that maybe we should be, simply because we ran out of milk one time. And it was the day after there was a run on the grocery store. And so we couldn't get any milk at all. And that was, I mean, it seems like a small ordeal, but it was like a week before we could get milk again. So AM Pickers is here. Beam, y'all.
We always stash toilet paper just in case, because that's the worst to worry about. That's the only thing. I feel like since COVID started, I always have to have at least two things of toilet paper.
Oh, Gary's the hoarder on the toilet paper. I'll give you that.
Gotta be. Who wants to go without?
I know, right? I mean, that's what I can't understand. People are like, oh my God, you know, there was a time before toilet paper. Yeah, it was a time before medicine as well. You know, it's like that. Yeah, I don't want to relive that either.
If you know the story, Gary and I first started picking together about 7-8 years ago. And one time right before this pandemic hit, he said, it was like January. He saw it coming. Mm-hmm. He was like, dude, We're not going to Goodwill. We're going to Sam's.
That's right. We're going to Sam's right
we
now.
Bought like $150 worth of toilet paper and some food. I can't even remember what it was.
But aren't you glad you did?
Seriously. Rachel Strickland's in the house. So excited. Wouldn't miss this show for all the fried chicken in Kentucky. That's right. I'm better than KFC.
We had KFC tonight.
Well, now you got something better coming up. Susan Smith. That's a new name. Hey, from Ohio. Well, thanks for joining us, Susan. Appreciate you. Joe Dempsey Sells. Appreciate you coming back out, Joe Dempsey. Hey, y'all. Misha's here. She's the one who shared our on her Instagram for us right quick. Thank you, Misha. I appreciate you doing that. Oh, look who's here. Philly Flipper. Hey, I've seen this gal before. Yeah, I think you have. You may, I mean, I don't know if you recognize her from the straight on face perspective because, you know, you're up here and she's down here. So you probably recognize her more from the top of the head. Anyway, sorry.
Here.
There you go. There she is. Go Dog Go. That's a new name. Appreciate you coming out. What city are you in? I'm in Athens. I'm in Columbus, Georgia. Gary's in, what would you say, Salem, Alabama?
Salem,
Alabama. Well, that's Salem. Right. Mm-hmm. What's that, Kayla?
Go Dog Go is another Gary. What's up?
Excellent.
Okay.
So, Kayla, you are in Kentucky, I know, but you recently moved. Where are you now in Kentucky?
It's so funny. I'm in Lexington now, but we moved from 21,000 population to 321,000 population.
It's like traffic out the wazoo now.
Yeah, but we're like right on the outskirts, and I don't leave the house unless I have to. So pretty much if I want to go to Goodwill or if we have to get groceries, but all that is within 3 minutes of our house. Literally, we couldn't be in a better spot on the outs of everything. And, you know, before I had to drive an hour to get to Goodwill, and now there's 5 Goodwills within 15 minutes.
Wow. That's like a huge improvement as far like living conditions and working conditions are concerned for you. I mean, you save a buttload of time now. Not, I mean, what, 5 stores in 5 minutes versus 1 store an hour away? That's awesome.
Yeah, it's crazy. I can just make it within 15 minutes. Any direction I go, there's a Goodwill. Mm-hmm. Closest one is 3 minutes away.
I have no idea, what the population is of Columbus. I wish I could. I hate big towns. I just straight up hate big towns. I could live in Atlanta and it feels the same. I hate populated areas and I hate driving in it. Mm-hmm. I avoid Atlanta as much as humanly possible. Yinzer Pickers here. What's up, Mike? Stopping by to say hi before our show. Oh, their show starts at 9, I believe. We're going to have a good show tonight. I don't know if we'll be done by 9, man. Brett's here. Hello. How are you? New name for the show.
Brett.
And we've caught up. Dave says, but does the assistant know how to get everywhere off the top of his head, Kayla?
Listen, he actually does, Dave, because this is still only about 45 minutes from our hometown. So we still know where everything's at. He's about 10 minutes away from Kentucky football now. And yes, we know where everything's at. We still know what the good Goodwills are and when to get there. And so super, super advantage. It's a game changer. You know, the other day, for example, I was filming a video and it was old footage and it was crap. And I didn't like it when I was done with it. And I was like, oh, what am I going to do? I could just go out to Goodwill and film the video. And I came home and worked on it immediately. And I could have never done that before. So that's a game changer for me.
That is a game changer.
Awesome.
That's awesome, man. Being that close to Goodwill's. Okay, so that reminds me that when Paige and I were buying this house, which we bought in 04, she said, listen, I don't want to live in the country because she has a requirement that she must live within so far from a grocery store. Okay, so at that point in time, I wasn't reselling, so there was no Goodwill in the perspective. But we're about at the most 10 if traffic is bad from a grocery store. And that's as far away from the city as I could get her. Other than that, schools was the second reason, which is funny. It should be flip-flop, but anyway. Ken's here. What's up, Ken? Oh, no, Mr. Bill's here. Evening, everyone. Hello, Ken. Appreciate you showing up. Flipping McFlipperson, Goodwill and bourbon in every direction.
Yes.
I may need to move to Lexington, too. Which is funny, Flippy. You're in a Lexington already, just in a different Lexington. Anyway,
it's not as good a bourbon there.
John is a savant when it comes to driving. He doesn't need a map or a GPS. Really? That's amazing. Like, I know my way around my city, but my wife, she's lived here just as long. Well, yeah, she's lived here basically just as long as I have because we went to college together. She still uses a GPS everywhere she goes, even if it's to go to work. Like, she got a new job when she's a school teacher. When she changes from work. One school to the other school, she had to use GPS for like the first month. So. You using GPS, Kayla, or you already know your way around?
I don't use a GPS to the Goodwill, but that's because I've been to every single one of these for so long anyways. Yeah. But other places, yes. But he knows like every single back road everywhere too, because as a child, he would like bicycle all over the town. And he's like, oh, you can hit this alley and take a left. And I'm like, what? There's an alley there? Like he's one of those people. Yeah, he's one of those people that knows like everywhere. I'm glad not here in this big city. I would have to draw the line there. But in our small town, it was okay.
Yeah. I hate it when Google takes me down a street that just I just stop at it and I look down it and I'm like, that looks kind of sketchy. I don't think I'm going to go that way.
Are you sure, Google?
The Hoogs are here. Hey, Hoogs, what you doing, guys? Good evening, everyone. Gary, you said Go Dog Go is a Gary, right? So they are building a new Costco, 3 Tiger Woods drives from me. Okay, that's like what 900 yards? What? I don't know.
Yeah, 900 yards.
That's gonna put a dent in my expenses because of Costco being so close. So I wanted to talk to you tonight about your reselling, Kayla. I wanted to learn about, honestly, your strategies, your favorites, your least favorites. So what I'd like to do is, honestly, I'd like to start with eBay. And the number one question I have for you is, what is your number one category to resell? Like, it gives you butterflies when you find it in the store and you just run for it. What is your number one category to resell on eBay?
That is such a tough question because I love everything vintage, but for some kitchenware, I'm going to go with anything vintage because then I can squeak by with some kitchenware in the vintage.
Yeah, you can.
Kitchen way better than current, so we'll just go with vintage items is my absolute favorite. My most profitable though is probably shoes, but not the most fun.
Did you know kitchenware before you started reselling?
No, not really. I mean, no. It's not like I was ever around like fine things. I think just learning finally to spot quality. As soon as I realized, oh crap, you can tell the difference in quality without knowing all your brands, that's when I started to really take a second look at kitchenware. And I started finding things that I had overlooked for a long time. And I was like, oh my gosh. And you'll just watch people at yard sales or in the thrift store, and they will walk right past the kitchen section. And I'm like, okay, there is money that people are missing here. And I just fell in love. That was all she wrote.
I agree. Quality is, even if you don't know the name, if you spot quality, you learn something new. And I guess in my opinion, although I don't know kitchenware, so correct me where I'm wrong, quality in kitchenware would mean sometimes, you know, weight, thickness, well-made handles that aren't shaking, things like that. So what do you think? Am I on the right page? Am I moving in the right direction? I
mean, you can even go down the row and just flick stainless steel without even picking it up. And you can tell a cheapo stainless steel versus a thick stainless. And I will say the one I will say is thin is like vintage Revereware. It's really thin. But other than that, all the good stuff is thick, heavy duty stainless, like 18 or plus. Yeah, right. All clad is one of my favorites.
I've never seen all clad. So
The first one I picked up, there was a young couple and they had it in their hands right next to me at Goodwill. And I could see, I was recording. I could see the $5.99 sticker and they pick it up with the lid. And the girl's like, oh, that's $5.99. And they set it down.
Oh,
I picked it up so fast, you guys. And I think my exact line was, I scurried away like a roach. I mean, I grabbed it and I sold that thing with a dent for $96 within one day of listing it. So
nice.
All clad, especially with the lid. Uh-oh.
All clad. Okay. Mm-hmm. Sal's here. How are you, Sal? Thanks for hanging out with us tonight, buddy. I know Salad Master. I've spotted it only maybe twice. And then there's other resellers in Columbus that'll tell me their stories of, oh, I picked up some Salad Master at the Valley Rescue on Macon Road. I'm like, thanks for rubbing it in, my friend.
It is so hard to find, like All Clad and Salad Master, those, and Liquor Say, like those are three of the ones that are hardest to find. But when you do, like, you don't forget.
Right. Yes. Right. Yes. Well, part of my strategy this year is, I guess it's really kind of like my motto for the year is quality over quantity. Mm-hmm. I want to be more picky about picking up quality items and having less in my inventory than trying to do a lot of quantity that's smaller sales. So that's honestly, that's my view for this year. I'm hoping that I can have fewer sales, but still make the same amount of money, if not more. Quality over quantity is my goal. What about you? Did you come up with any goals or strategies for your reselling or YouTube business this year?
Oh man, both actually, but both are still in the works. I'm this close to setting up a new schedule as far as YouTube goes. I originally did 2 videos a week for the longest time.
Right.
And I've shifted down to 1, but I'm about to go back into high gear. As soon as I get everything with this house and the last house settled, we're going back to 2 videos. So I definitely plan on doubling up my YouTube channel in the following year. And that's a top priority. As far as eBay, we are falling into this great, like, I have a space in my house now and we can list, we've listed 100 things in the past like 3 days. And it's just because I have family space and I can do it around my kids. Mm-hmm. So my goal is I'm keeping track. I've never kept track of anything, right? So I'm actually keeping track with how many listings I'm doing every day. I'm actually keeping track of my subscriber count. I'm trying to keep myself as motivated as possible so I can work out the perfect schedule. I haven't used a schedule ever this past, well, the entire time. And so that is my goal, is to get to a schedule and stick with it. For example, my first one was to wake up at 7:30 every morning. And every day since the beginning of this year, I have done that.
So wow.
That's part of my schedule. And everything else is hopefully going to fall into place.
But is that Monday through Friday, or does that leak into the weekend too?
No, every day. Every stinking day. As of right now, I don't have weekends. I know it stinks to say, but I don't have weekends right now. But that's why this is so important. And I'm going to, because I have so much more time now, not having to go far and do all that for the sourcing. So mm-hmm. I just need a little bit more time and it's all going to fall into place. And I'm keeping track of my taxes like a big girl this year.
There you go, big girl.
I did not last year. So big girl pants on.
I think it's important to take this opportunity to say a big fat congratulations to you, because you just hit that 25,000 subscriber milestone. Yay! Congrats to you, Kayla. That's awesome, man.
That is so exciting.
It's been what, a little over a year?
I think probably getting close to a year and a half, I'd say. I think I started right at the beginning of August of 2020. Need fingers for 2 years.
But that's excellent. And your content is a direct reflection of the work you're putting into it, because I thoroughly enjoy listening to your stories, basically, as you're telling your story on your channel. And I appreciate your videos and your mix in with your family and things of that nature. I think the fact that you live closer to a Goodwill and have more, it's definitely going to open that door, just like you said, where you can bring, you know, you don't, maybe you mess up, but you can get more content lickety split and you don't have to miss a video, right? So good things are coming your way for sure. I want to say hey to a couple of people that have popped up in the chat. We got Urban Fossaker from Australia up in here. Thank you. And I also missed, here we go, Profit Picker is here. How you doing, Profit Picker? Appreciate you coming out. Angelo is here, and so is Dragon Value Homes. Wow, look at all the superstars in one house. Yes, well, in one show. How about that? In the house. Thanks, Christopher, for coming by. I appreciate you. So let's see. Kayla, I think it will be a lot easier living in Lexington versus Danville. More retail arbitrage opportunities, too. Do you do a lot of retail arbitrage?
I do not.
Have you tried it?
I have not tried specifically retail arbitrage, but I did go on a discount or like one of those discontinued hunts once, and I just really did not enjoy it at all. I will say John and I have looked a couple times when we've just been in like one of those bargain hunt stores, And it's just not, I'd rather look through the old stuff and find something I haven't seen before, or, you know, I'd rather stick to the used goods. But that is true. Yeah. If I needed to, there are definitely retail arbitrage opportunities around here. Like for bargain hunts, quite close, I think, actually.
Mm-hmm. I think that there are several resellers that do the Walmart clearance, and they're clearly successful at it.
Very.
And I know that they do it part-time, not necessarily full-time. I have failed every time I've tried to do it. So I'm not giving it the time and dedication it deserves, to be honest with you. So I'm going to leave Walmart clearance to you guys who like that Walmart clearance, but you got to leave the Goodwills to me. If you're listening and you're in the and you're in my area and you do retail arbitrage and Goodwills, you can take the Walmart clearance. I'll take the Goodwill and we'll have that little gentleman's agreement there. All right. Appreciate you. And Gary,
now Adam, I remember one time that
you find some good stuff. You can't steal my Goodwill stuff.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I remember you found some good stuff at Walmart in the clearance section. Remember you found that hair dye? You even had me searching for hair dye at one point. You're like, Gary, go to Opelika and go check and see if they got this hair dye. I was like, what are you talking about? He's like, it's selling. It's hot right now.
That is straight dumb luck. Yeah, I remember. It was like a purple hair dye.
Right, yeah.
I don't remember the details of it.
Some gray color or something like that. Yeah, something like that.
I do remember calling you and saying, sending you a link and saying, go look at your Walmart for this. And I guess yours didn't have any. But I probably spent $14-15 and I made over $150. So that's just my memory being bad. Yeah. But it was something like that. Brett says, does Lexington have any Amazon bin stores?
You know what? I don't think so. I think we looked and the closest one might have been Louisville, which is bizarre because we do have Amazon.
Yeah.
I don't think so, but I could be wrong. I've only been here for like 2 weeks.
Okay. Well, I haven't looked for Amazon bin stores much out of my area simply because I've only traveled to South Carolina and there's some there, but I've been told they're kind of focused in this southern region. Maybe there's popping up in other locations. I just haven't heard stories about it. Hey, Tracy Parks is up in here. I'm late because I was watching some chick pull a bunch of video games out of a cart and pose with poop swirls with her daughter. Excellent, Tracy. I appreciate you stopping by. Did you just release that video?
Yes, I did. I was having technical difficulties all day long. So, yeah, about 8 hours late.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll definitely make sure I go and watch that one. I like to put videos from guys that I watch all the time. I put them in my watch later so that I don't lose it when I refresh. You know what I'm saying? So I've got maybe 15, 16, 17 videos in my watch later right now. AM Picker says, let's say you have $5,000 in purchases sitting around because you source more than you sell. He's asking for a friend. What takes precedence in being listed? Potential profit, enjoyment, or ease and convenience? What would you say, Gayla?
Okay, well, I would say all three, because I suffer from having a death pile, and that is something else I'm getting under control. So I'm listing every single new item I come in, but with that, I have to list old inventory as well. And I've been doing totes upon totes, and I will grab a tote, and no matter what is in that tote, I have to list it, because I found that if something has a stain or, you know, is missing shoelaces or whatever, I'll put it off because it ticks me off. You have to fool with it. Or if something needs to be tested, and you put it off and you put it off and you put it off. So for my sanity, I refuse to do that. And I just put everything as I get it in totes, and I list it as I get it so that I don't end up with a pile of crap at the end that doesn't work and isn't profitable. I like to pull out a tote and know that I have good items mixed in there too. So I might be different. Other people cherry pick their good stuff, but I try not to do that.
Gary, what would you say?
Personally, for me, it would be and I agree with Kayla. I'm just not as motivated. That's the problem. I would think the ease and convenience would be the best, so you can get some quick wins. You know, you get some quick wins, and maybe that helps to string you along to get you, listing more. Especially, then I think I would turn toward the profit ones. Again, I just think that, if you're highly motivated, then all three is awesome. If you're a slacker like I am, then, I would go with the ease and convenience first.
I was just doing this weekend, to be honest with you, and I ended up cherry picking my death pile, but I also found myself looking up comps again, because you know how the market ebbs and flows, right? It goes up, it goes down. These particular vans may not be as hot as they were when I first picked them up, that type of thing. And does it need to be cleaned? And how much cleaning is it required? Personally, when I was doing it this weekend, I wanted to move and list as much as I possibly could without having to stop and clean, if that makes sense. And so, and it worked out. I mean, I still have stuff I got to clean. I guess in the end, I'm going to eventually have to clean it. But I kind of talked my wife into cleaning all the pots and pans with some of that barkeeper's friend, and she actually enjoyed it. She's a kitchen cleaner anyway. So I just said, hey, babe, take these Paul Revere pans. Do what you will with them. And she cleaned me like 15 pots and pans. And I'm like, yes, sir. I got that's awesome. Stuff for this now.
See, I do the same. I set dirty, or like if shoes need to be cleaned. The other day, there was some shoes and some pots and pans. And thankfully, like, we both don't hate cleaning. Like, I know that sounds silly, but I take satisfaction in taking something that looks rough and shining up. I will say I'm being way more picky now, and I'm not picking up pans a lot, or shoes just because of simple time. But in the past, in all these death piles, we have stuff that has to be cleaned. And thankfully, he really doesn't mind. So I'm lucky all the way around with him, you guys.
Yeah, you really are. Yeah. You really, really are. And I mean, you got a partner in crime, mm-hmm. in life and in work, right? Yes. Does he enjoy being in your YouTube videos?
He does.
Mm-hmm.
He wouldn't want to do the parts that I do. He doesn't like talking as much, you know, but he still likes being a part of it.
Yeah,
he wouldn't want to hold the camera and do an intro or anything, but you know, we're making baby steps. I mean, this is still a lot of progress since the beginning. It wasn't in it at all to where we are now.
Oh, Yard Sales and Dreams is here. Thanks for coming by. Hey, how's everybody tonight? We're at a local brewery tonight. Oh, and you're logged in to watch my show while you're at the brewery. I appreciate that. My men are in a disc golf putting league. I'm so glad y'all are live right now. I'm glad that we're able to help you spend your time while they're doing that disc golf. I heard that's a fun game, though. I personally have never picked it up. Every time I throw a Frisbee on the beach, it goes like a rainbow and it never makes it to its end goal anyway. So no, I've never once tried disc golf.
Danielle's boys, Yard Sales and Dreams Danielle, her sons are like disc golf champions. Like, one of their kiddos got a sponsorship and everything. Like, they're doing great. Wow. They're teenagers. They're young and they crush it. Like, I don't think I knew. Like, I heard people talk about disc golf, but I didn't really know what it was until I saw her boys play. So, yeah, she's super into the disc golf.
I know a lot of people who are into the disc golf, and it's kind of like, have you heard of cornhole? I mean, right. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Who hasn't heard of cornhole?
Oh,
right?
I mean, Kentucky. Come on now.
When I start seeing ESPN running cornhole tournaments or disc golf tournaments, I'm like, okay, it's made it. Like, this sport is officially made it somewhere. It's no longer just something you do in your backyard. Oh, Misha, I gotta catch this comment. She says, wow, Adam, you're a lucky guy. I know, I really am. It's like I probably had to have to wash her car for the next, well, I got, who am I kidding? I gotta wash her car for the rest of my life, but I am a lucky guy. She'll help me with the pots and pans. I'll wash her car. Cornhole is my jam, Mel says. Yeah, cornhole
it's
is
fun.
Cool.
It really is fun.
Can't use the cheap cornholes from Walmart. You gotta get those nice hard wood cornhole boards, tournament style, right?
They're everywhere around here. And they're all, like, I would say 98% are Louisville versus Kentucky.
Really? I never really paid attention that close.
where does your allegiance lie there, Kayla? As far as Kentucky teams. Where are you at?
Has to be UK. I would probably get the house would probably crumble around me if I said anything other than that.
They come after you.
Yes, he's like, they, as you call it, bleed blue. They take their sports very seriously around here. Very seriously.
Oh, but Angelo's from Atlanta, and she says, I'm in Georgia. Cornhole's our state sport. I don't know if it's that much, but I know we do it a lot. We're going to play a game. It's at the 8:30 mark, and I think that is the time that we need to go ahead and play this game. And I have a game set up, and it's called Yard Sale Blitz. And I've got a little intro for this game. And while I'm playing the intro, I had originally thought about it. You know, Kayla, this game is I usually do games for Gary versus the guest and whatever the case may be, because Gary's our in-house champion on all these games. And I was thinking, when I came up with this game, though, it needs more. So I invited a special guest to join us in the game. And if you are in the chat, you know who you are. You've got the link. I've sent it to you earlier today. So go ahead and click that link and join us in the chat. And I'm going to play the intro for today's game. And that's it. So this is a game. I'll explain the rules real quick. Let's see. Share screen. What y'all laughing at my game? Dude, I love my intros. I love my intros. Awesome. All right. Yard.
Your Bitmoji needs a tan, though. Come on, dude.
I like it. I'm not.
I love it.
He needs a tan. I'm just saying, he needs a tan.
Well, if I hung out in Florida, I'd give myself a tan.
He's my color. He's my color. I'm just that shade of paste.
Shade of paste. It's just one shade better than Elmer's glue. All right. That's what I really feel like. So I'm hoping that you're still in the chat and that you heard me invite you in, but they haven't clicked in here yet. So let's go over the rules real quick for everybody else who's in the chat watching. So yard sale blitz. They're going to visit 3 yard sales, and each yard sale has a box with a category in it. There's 5 boxes at each yard sale. The first to call out their category of choice, they get to claim that category. So for instance, if guest number 1 says kitchen, then they get it. If Kayla said kitchen, but she was second, then she has to pick something else. So it's first come, first serve. Just like if you were at a yard sale, whoever makes it to the box first gets the box and whatever's inside. Now there's 1 item inside the box. That's it. You're taking your chances based on the category on what's inside the box. The value, the resale value, I have written down and we'll show it to you when we see what's in the box. And the calculated profit from all 3 items from 3 different yard sales you go to, whoever has the highest calculated profit wins the game. All right. So here is our guest to join us in Yard Sale Blitz. How are you, Paul?
What's up?
What the heck, Paul?
I figured since y'all went to so many yard sales previously over the summer and then, you know, in the early fall, I just figured it'd be best to bring him into this yard sale blitz game. So what do you think about that? You gonna kick his butt here, Kayla? You gonna take over?
I think he's in trouble now that he can't use his oversized self to block the way to actually be the yard sales. Not in trouble, Paul.
I had like the height advantage at the yard sales. Now I don't have that anymore. So.
No height advantage in this. None at all.
It's not fair.
He can just stick up 1 arm and it blocks like the whole driveway. So true.
You wouldn't do that, Paul.
One arm or 1 butt cheek even. That's all I need.
Would you do that? Would you push her out of the way so that you could get to the boxes first?
I did.
It's recorded. It's there for everybody to see.
Well, he lost a lot of video footage. I don't know if I've seen it on his channel yet or not. Yeah. Where's your green screen, Paul? Nick, Kevin's here. What's up, Commonwealth Picker? Oh, geez. I tuned in for Kayla and I get Paul. Yeah, he won't be here long. He's just here for the game, Kevin. Stick around and you'll have a great time enjoying this game. I promise you that.
Kevin loves me. No matter what Kevin says, Kevin loves me. He tells me every day.
Paul, let me ask you a quick question. Did you hear the instructions to the game? Do you know how the game plays?
No.
Okay, so that's good. That way Kayla will win. No. Okay, so you're going to visit 3 yard sales. Okay, when I change the slide, you'll see the yard sale and 5 boxes with a category on each box. The thing you have to do is you have to call out a category first. By calling it out first, you claim that box and what's inside. If someone else calls your box ahead of you and you're second, then you have to choose a second box, a different box. Uh-huh. The add up those 3 items from 3 different yard sales, the total profit, you win the game, whoever's the most profit, okay? Any questions? We're going to get started. You ready for this? All right.
Ready.
So yard sale number 1, as soon as you see the boxes, you call out your category that you want to claim. Ready? Go.
Video games.
Kayla got video games. Gary, shoes. You said it too. You got to pick another one.
I said shoes.
Shoes.
Philly said shoes.
Toys.
Okay. So Kayla,
drink less.
So Kayla, you got video games, and Paul, you got shoes, and you said toys, right, Gary?
Yes.
All right. Give Kayla some Madden. Give her a Madden game in there. Why not?
No Madden.
So here's the item that is in the video games. You called it out first, Kayla, so you get to reveal yours first. In the video games box, you have Just Dance 2 and Just Dance 3 for the Nintendo Wii.
Whammies.
No, it's a whammy. So this resale value is $14.99. So y'all get a piece of paper and y'all write down y'all's numbers. If y'all could help me out with that.
I'm tracking my own numbers.
Yeah, sorry. I forgot to mention that earlier, but it'll help me out a whole lot.
I think I have paper.
Another be math involved, man.
Okay, I can math.
Just write it down. We'll do math at the end.
All right, we got it.
All right. So Paul, you said shoes, right? You were second. You said shoes. In this box of shoes.
Give me something good.
Is a pair of Nike Monarchs dad shoes. Okay.
I'll take some dad shoes.
Where its resale value is $39.97. So that's not bad.
Don't make the mistake of calling dad shoes granddad shoes. I called them grandpa shoes one time. Oh, man, I ticked some people off with that one.
Did you get some heat for that? Oh, my gosh.
They're like, how dare you make fun of our elderly? I'm like, bro.
They don't want to watch my channel then.
Like, I'm an idiot. I say stuff wrong all the time. If that ticks you off.
That's hilarious.
I accused an old lady of stealing in my last video. People weren't happy with that either.
Oh. All right, Gary, you got the toys. Inside this box of toys is a stack of random Legos. It's 10 pounds of random Legos.
Of course, Gary would get Legos.
For a resale value of $29.97.
Oh, it's bad Legos.
I'll take it.
All right. So 10 pounds of random Legos for $29.97. Now, as I always do, guys, these are actual sold products on eBay and the price that they sold for. I didn't make these up or anything like that. So do you want to see the items that you missed out on because you...
Yeah, can we do a tradesies?
No tradesies. But you're going to...
All sales are final.
You're going to hate this. Okay, under the
Gary trade. What if me and Gary both trade? Then it's even.
No trading. All right. In school stuff, you have a Lisa Frank vintage Trapper Keeper.
No!
With a retail value of $80.
How dare you?
That could have been yours, Kayla.
I almost told him home decor because I thought it might be like a big lamp or something there.
So, all right. Under home decor, you have a Star Wars R2-D2 Scentsy Warmer new in the box, which sells at $65. This makes me question
between all three
your
of
yard
us.
Sale strategies.
Yeah. Listen, it's only because video games were in my video today, so they're like fresh on my mind. I don't even like video games.
Yeah. Also, when you say school stuff, the odds of it being Lisa Frank are like 1%. Right.
I would not call that school stuff. Like in my mind, I was
a Trapper Keeper.
It is, but it was school stuff back then. Ain't nobody buying that to let their kid use it as a school supply.
If you went to a yard sale and you found Lisa Frank, don't you believe that the person putting on that yard sale would have categorized it with other notebooks and books
Right, but are we letting the person at the yard sale dictate?
I think you're just making excuses for the fact that you picked Just Dance 2 and 3. All right, let's move on to the second yard sale. Are y'all ready for this? Okay, that's a taste for the game, okay? So, ready for yard sale number 2?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Let's go. Yard sale number 2.
Kitchen stuff.
Workout stuff.
Damn it. I'm going to go with home decor was good last time. I'll go with toys.
Just take your time, Paul.
All right. And you said toys, right, Paul?
Yes.
All right. So, Kayla, you were first again. You said kitchen stuff. So, in the kitchen stuff box, we have a vintage Pyrex dish.
Oh.
It is a high dollar Pyrex dish
for
$49.99. So that was
I was hoping it was Corningware for you, Kayla, but it wasn't.
Good pick. Vintage Pyrex dish would live for $49.99. Gary, you were second. You picked workout stuff. So in this workout stuff box, you have an ab roller plus.
Kevin.
And this ab roller plus is retail on eBay for $39.99.
That was still selling?
Don't forget to write down. He's going to win the race here.
Don't forget to write down your prices.
That's going to be a hard pack, though, man, for $40. That's a lot of work.
It breaks down. You know, take the screws out. Take the little popper sides out. It breaks down. Don't worry.
We've sold one, I think, for $49.99, but it was like 8 months ago.
Okay. All right. And, Paul, you chose toys. In the toys box, you have a random lot of broken G.I. Joes and
broken
DC. Yeah, it's a random lot of broken toys in this toy box. Well, it's a resale value of $9.50.
Why is somebody putting out broken toys in a yard
sale? You see all kinds of stupid crap at yard sales, don't you? But you're the one who ran to it first. All right.
Last
technically, I walked
of the three boxes to choose from. You chose the lowest possible box on the page. So the next lowest was this home decor box, which I think you were trying, you said you were going to run to. It's a Yankee Candle, it's a large Yankee Candle rated priced at $9.99. So couldn't have done much better with a Yankee Candle. But in the books, however, you have a whole collection of 30. Now you can read Bible stories.
Oh.
And this lot has a resale value on eBay for $59.99.
That was
You missed out on. So, Kayla, you got the vintage Pyrex dish. Gary, you got the Ab Roller Plus. And Paul, you got the random lot of broken G.I. Joe toys. All right. So, are y'all adding them up as we go along?
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kayla, what's your current price? What you got?
I have $64.98.
All right, Paul, what do you got?
Less.
You need a calculator?
I have $49.47.
Yeah, somewhere around in there. You're $39.97 and $9.50. So.
What you get for crashing my yard sale game.
All right, Gary, what's your total? What do you got so far?
I believe it's $61.96, but I'm going to double check it because, you know.
$39.99 plus $29.97. Yeah, 40 plus 30.
I got 30. $69.96. I told you I've been drinking beer. All right, cool.
Yeah, quit drinking beer. All right, so Kayla, you were at 64, right?
$9.96, right?
Okay, Garrett's so here's the third yard sale. Are you ready? You ready, guys? Yes. Go.
Shoes.
Electronics.
Oh,
okay, let's set it first.
I think Kayla was first in that one.
Tools.
All right. Ooh. Paul Paul said shoes. Electronics goes to Kayla. And you said tools?
Yep.
Hey, tools. I mean, artwork probably would have been a good too.
Mm-hmm. Give me Snap-on.
All right. Let's see the items that you didn't choose first this time. Okay. Since artwork. Under artwork box, you have a hand-drawn kid's drawing of Zelda, Link from the game, which is $8. Good thing you didn't choose that. That was one of the bad ones in this category. All right. In the holiday decorations, though, I'm surprised you didn't pick that with everything that's going on. We just went through the holidays, guys. You've got a 12-inch Santa blow mold from 1967.
Ooh.
For $49.99. $49.99. Vintage blow mold. I mean, come on. Look, Angelo even says blow mold, so he knew she knew what was going on. All right, so Paul, you were first. You said shoes, right?
Yes.
In the shoes box, you've got a pair of Justin work boots. Pretty decent. $51.97 is the price for the Justin work boots. $51.97. Kayla, you were next. You said electronics.
Give her something broken.
In the electronics.
He is in it.
It is a Samsung Blu-ray player with no remote control. For $19.99.
Wow!
There you go.
Jacked!
There you go. All right. So, Kayla, you got the Samsung Blu-ray player with no remote control for $19.99. And then, Gary, you said tools. You get a brand new Cat circular saw
Ooh.
With an eBay resale price of $67.88. $67.88. Kayla, yours is $19.99, and Paul, yours was $51.97. All right, let's start adding them up here, guys. So what, Kayla, what was your items? You had the Just Dance and the Pyrex dish, and you also had the Samsung DVD player. What's your total there?
My total is $84.97. Stupid cents!
$84.97?
Yep.
All right, Paul, you're
I'm at $101.44.
$101.44. And you had the
dad
shoes, and you had the broken toys, yeah, and the Justin the boots. Do I need to check the math behind you, Paul? Can we trust your math?
You can definitely check it if you want. It's brain math.
All right. And Gary, you, my friend, had the Legos and the ab roller and the circular saw. What the is circular your saw?
I've got $137.84.
I could have swore Gary said artwork last round. I could have sworn he
said it. Well, that does it, Gary. You remain the champion of the show. You have taken on this yard sale blitz.
It's good
over
to be
Kayla and Paul. And that's it. That's it. I hope you enjoyed that game.
Can
Gary?
The storyline just be that I beat Kayla? Can we have that storyline that I just beat
Kayla?
Let's
see. Paul did beat Kayla by roughly, what, $15?
Yes.
Give or take?
Yes. I don't know what he had, but I had 85 bucks, pretty much.
Yeah, he had 101.
Yep.
And you had 85.
Triple digits, Kayla. Triple digits.
Triple digits. What do you think about Yard Sale Blitz? Did y'all enjoy that game? Would you come back and play it again another time? Maybe another head-to-head with Paul just to redeem yourself there, Kayla?
It was fantastic.
He was like that in real life when y'all went to the yard sales, I take it?
Yeah, but I had an unfair advantage, so I had to let him at least beat me to the yard sales.
Okay. All right, Paul. Thank you for joining us and helping us out with this game. It went a lot smoother with three players instead of just two. Thanks, man. I appreciate you.
Bye, guys.
We'll catch you later.
All right. Have a good one.
He's good at keeping a secret. I'm surprised. I actually didn't know he was coming on.
Oh, yeah. You know Paul can keep a secret. Come on. All right, Gary. Congratulations from Flippy McFlipperson. I still rather have Kayla as a wing woman at any garage sale.
Truthfully, I would too. I'm throwing darts at the wall.
So that was an awesome game. I enjoy bringing it up. I hope the chat enjoyed it. I'll probably do it again in another time because I enjoy making that game up. It was almost like a game of the cup game. You know, you never know where the ball's going to be under the cup. You never know what's going to be inside. Which reminds me, I've been doing some different stuff with my lives on Wednesday nights. And one of the things I'm toying with is coming up with an actual resale, like 30-minute game show, right? Where I'm still planning it out. You know, it's got to have a good production if I'm going to do it, right?
Of course.
Yeah. So y'all keep in mind that it might be as early as next week if I can get all the people to play. But Kayla, I'm going to formally invite you here live, so on the spot, if you want to be part of the group involved with this game show, better say yes. Come on, yes. You want to
hang on. Repeat the question.
Do you want to be part of the group that I involve with this game show?
Like playing the game?
Yes, being part of the game.
Yes, I will play the game. I was making sure you weren't saying and participating with the ideas, because no.
No. Playing the game.
I will participate.
Okay. So I won't give all the details now, but guys, I'm putting together something that I really think you're going to enjoy. I'm trying to produce it in a way that it's going to be like a game show you would tune in on TV and watch for 30 minutes and like Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy or something like that, right? And so we're going to have a big crowd of resellers who are going to be part of it. Only like five at a time will play. And it's kind of like, you know, Hollywood Squares, where you have participants doing part of the game and then people playing the game. So it's a big production. We're going to do it. It'll be a live chat, but we won't actually be participating with the chat just to keep the game flowing properly. So y'all just watch out for that. I can't wait.
Sounds fun.
Might be as early as next week. I don't know. So we got 41 people in the chat right now. I want to say thank you to everyone who's come by. We're not leaving or going anywhere, but with so many in the chat, I want to take this opportunity to say that there are links in the description down below. If for some reason you haven't subscribed to one of these two great people that are on the show with me tonight, click their link, go to their YouTube and hit that subscribe button. It'll be great. Gary's Jeep Overlanding channel is rising quickly right now. It's for some reason it's got a major, major flow going on. So he's got a new camera. He's putting out new videos, well, more than one a week. It's going to be awesome. And y'all know Kayla. She just hit the 25,000 mark with the subscribers, but she's anxious to see just how far that number can go this year. So y'all hit that subscribe button for her if you haven't done so already. Interact with the videos. Watch them. Comment. Thumbs up. That's what all the YouTube algorithm plays with to help promote our videos. Well, Kayla, let's talk.
Him. What? We lost him.
Lost me?
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
Am I here?
Adam, come back.
Adam, we can hear. Okay, there you are. Yeah. What?
Did you lose me for a second? Oh. Am I still gone?
Do no, you you're good him? Now. I see him. You don't see him?
I don't see him at all.
I don't think Kayla can see you.
I just see a swirl.
About now.
And a black screen.
Ah, Gary, can you see me now?
I can see
this you. Is, this is are weird.
No, but that would be funny. Something for future guests, Adam.
Okay, so Adam is not there for me. Dead serious. It's just you.
Okay, so tell Kayla I'm going to remove her. She's now gone to swirly from me. She's like a loading screen for me right now.
Yeah, that's what I see. So Kayla should be back here in a sec.
Gary, since she can't hear me, ask her if she can log out and log back in.
Kayla, if you can hear me, go ahead and log out and log back in.
Keeping the... That is hilarious. I've never seen that happen before.
It's not a show without a technical glitch.
Exactly. I mean, as much preparation as you could possibly put into it, you have no idea when a technical difficulty is going to hit, right? My internet's good. Gary, I can hear you chat. I hope you can hear me. If you can't, please say something in the chat. Misha says, I can see him. Rachel says he can. Okay. So I think Kayla needs to go out and come back in. Dave says we can. Okay. Must be something with the KFC. Yeah. That chicken is that chicken. You know what they put in the chicken these days. Thought Kayla was messing around with my head. Oh my God. Yeah. So when she comes back on, I want to ask her questions about the YouTube thing she's got going on. And, honestly, I just think that it's important to ask her how she feels about the past year and a half, the climb, the road she's taken to get to 25,000. So hopefully she'll be back soon. In the meantime though, Gary, tell us a little bit about what you plan over the next couple of weeks or months about your, overlanding.
Yeah. So, we've actually filmed, a couple of videos, recently. There was, you've got to do the obligatory five things I like, five things I hate. Oh, she's back. She's back.
What the heck? I don't know what happened.
We all think it was your KFC.
That's right. Yeah. That's what we settled on.
But you're back now. So that's what's important, right? Gary, real quick, finish that up. You're doing five things you like, five things you hate on your channel?
Yeah. So, you've got to make the obligatory five things I like, five things I hate when it comes to your vehicle. You know, it's just the video that everybody tends to make. But we have a video that's coming up where my wife did some overland prepping as far as cooking goes. So it's a meal prep video that's going to be coming out. So how would you take food camping? That you can prep at home so you can enjoy more time at camp instead of more time cleaning up. So that should be pretty cool. And then we actually looked up something in Alabama, and this is maybe a teaser coming up. There are a couple of castles in the state of Alabama. Who knew that? I didn't know that. I didn't know that either. And so we are going to perhaps go tour some of these and share that experience with the viewers. So good things are coming.
Thank you, Tracy. She said she just subbed to you, Gary.
I do appreciate that. I appreciate anybody
who says, I like food and I like camping. Thumbs up, thumbs up. Yeah, Gary's got a great channel. And I know it's a bit different from reselling, but that's how he got his start with it was, reselling. And it helps pay for everything he's got going on. And that's just his passion. Jeeping, overlanding, that's his passion. So he went with that on his YouTube channel. I think y'all will really enjoy it.
I always say
Rachel says castles. Wow, so cool.
I always think that, you know, I have expensive hobbies and things like that. So I have to fund it somehow, you know. And that was actually something that I told my wife a long time ago. I said, hey, look, if I can use family money and pay for whatever I pick with at yard sales, at, you know, estate sales, Goodwill, whatever, and then convert that into what we call Dixie Bucks, because, you know, it's the Jeep's name is Dixie. So we convert it into Dixie Bucks. It makes it a little more a lot more palatable. As far as spending large amounts of money on upgrades, modifications, and things like that, when you probably spent 10 cents on the dollar for it because you've done it through picking money. So
that's right. Hopefully you're making like 4 or 5 times on your money to put towards that automobile.
Oh, yeah.
That's excellent. You got a lot in the planning. I'm looking forward to it. Kayla, while you were gone, I thought that the question that I wanted to ask you is, how do you feel about your YouTube journey over the past 25,000 subscribers over the past year and a half? What's the journey been like for you?
Oh man, that's a tough question. I would say the best way to describe it would be a roller coaster. Like it has been just an insane roller coaster from starting out. Like I was so scared to do it. I didn't have the confidence to do it. And one day I woke up and I was like, you can do it, but you have to do it today. So I went out and that day I bought a camera, I downloaded the software and I learned how to make a video that day. I put it out the next day because I knew if I didn't, I would change my mind and I would never do it because I had been going back and forth. So for one, showing myself that I could actually pull the trigger, that kind of sparked something. But then, you know, I was just going to do it part time, you know, and John had an accident a couple months after I started the channel and he got hurt and he had to have surgery. And, you know, he had worked at his employer for 10 years. And so for them, like they threw him under the bus pretty much. They tried to pretend like he didn't even get hurt there, like to the point where they deleted camera footage of the actual accident happening in the parking lot. I'm not getting into all that, but
yeah,
it went from being part time to holy crap, John's having surgery. Like, he is never going to be able to go back to work for these people. Like,
oh, no, stop for just a second. I love that quote. It went from part-time to holy crap.
Exactly. That's how I describe it. Like, because we already had our own side hustles that we did all the time. Like Gary said, you know, he had his Dixie Bucks. Well, we haven't had to, you know, put, like, I like to do funds for everything. I'm not one of those people that likes to wait until Christmas to say, oh, no, I need $1,000 for, you Christmas know, everybody's Christmas. It's right. You know, it's coming every year. So I like to have those funds. So we had all these side jobs on top of that. And so when he went and got hurt, I had to take over all that. And it was just, I almost quit. And it was lucky that I had just had my first like boost of confidence on YouTube. And I had that spike and I quit for three weeks and my channel went straight down. And after that, I just haven't looked back, but I don't know, a roller coaster of emotions. I've almost quit multiple times. Yeah.
So Kayla, what would you say the turning point was for your channel? Like you went from, okay, I'm kind of casually doing this and I'm getting this many subscribers and this many views. All of a sudden there's this breakout moment. What was your breakout moment?
My breakout moment, insanely enough, was Christmas. It was, let's see, the day after Christmas. And all of a sudden, one of my Goodwill videos just went crazy. And all of a sudden, I got all these subs. And I got my 4,000 watch hours, like, in an instant. And I was like, oh, my gosh. I went from, I want to get 1,000 subs in a year and get monetized to having 1,000 subs and being monetized in a matter of a few months. And so I guess it was that moment that was like, okay, no matter what, like you have worked and made all these videos for all these months for free. I'd be damned if you're going to quit now and throw that all away. Like you showed that people are willing to watch you. And so I think just knowing that it would just be ignorant. It would be like throwing away 3 years of a degree that you've worked so hard for and you're starting to learn how to do. So yeah, that was it. That moment of the first bit of success, I say, I guess.
What is... I know that you probably keep a good tally or a good eye on which are your most successful type of videos. But my question really is what is your favorite type of videos to film and to create?
Well, see, that's ever changing. So when I first started making my videos, and I think that's what surprised me so much that I was able to get a following because I was too scared to film out. And so I still hate filming at yard sales.
I do remember you telling the story about you finally went to a yard sale and you finally clipped the GoPro to your purse.
Yes.
And it was this girl, I mean, like, she is strong in coming out of her box and adventuring out into the new, but it is work for her. Like, her videos are awesome and amazing. And I bet you it's work for you because you're putting yourself out there in a way that you don't naturally feel like you should be doing. Is that right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, a lot of people that do YouTube like to have like a lot of social interaction and they like attention in general. Not saying attention in a bad way at all. Everybody needs attention to whatever extent. But I mean, I didn't even really do like social media. Like I didn't even have an Instagram or any of that. So yeah, it definitely was, if I'm going to do it, I have to do it. And it's completely taken me out of my shell. It's hard when you are a stay-at-home mom for a lot of years because you kind of forget and you realize like, I don't even know what I'm doing or what I want to do anymore. And especially when you're young, like I've started staying, 24 to, 6 years of staying at home. That's a long time to be out of what's going on. So it changes.
Yeah.
Even now, I don't know. The question was, what kind of videos do I like to make? And that's ever changing. I would say this week, Goodwill.
Is that because there's so many near you now? You can just do it all the time.
Yes, good content because it's not so awkward when you walk around talking to yourself at Goodwill versus when you're at somebody's yard sale. It's not easy to walk up to somebody that's in their own, at their own house. Perhaps they don't have a bra on, they're having their own yard sale, throwing stuff out or they have makeup on or whatever. And, as a woman, you can relate to that. Men, a lot of times they just get up and go out the door. But me, I'm like, oh, dang, there's a child. Like, do they want their kid on camera? So yeah. I have a lot of personal convictions that affect me about yard sales that some people might not necessarily struggle with. And that's just one of those things that's hard for me. It is, because if somebody came in my yard sale with the GoPro, I'd be like, bro, what you doing? I'm totally different. I would understand it. I would allow it now. But like a couple years ago, I'd be like, what the freak are you doing? Especially if you have somebody like Dave coming to your yard sale. Eesh, oh my gosh. Could you imagine being lowballed like on with the camera in your face by that guy?
Oh man, I would have so much fun playing with that.
I was hiding. Like one of the yard sales, the person's like, yeah, this is $5. And Dave's like, I don't know. It feels like a dollar to me. And I'm like, shriveling up all the way in the background, like hiding. And it freaking worked. And I'm like, what the heck? Like, I would never. But it's just so funny seeing how
it is.
We don't all view things the same. And that's totally okay. And my opinion from when I started versus where I am now is not the same either. So I refuse to get held down to any opinion because I'm a very fickle woman.
You've definitely grown, and there's people in the chat congratulating you and saying that they have enjoyed watching your amazing growth through your channel. Tracy Parks has a question for you. Looking back, would you change it all if you could, Kayla? John would still be working, et cetera, or do you feel everything has happened for a purpose? Very good question, Tracy.
Absolutely. Everything has absolutely happened for a reason, and you know what? If what had happened didn't happen, like, what kind of story is that? Oh, this girl just starts YouTube and her husband gets hurt and her employees throw her under the bus. Like, that was a perfect storyline. So I'm sure that just helped people relate to us even more. And so absolutely, I would not change it if I could. The whole goal was, Tracy, to get him out of, hard work and to begin with, to get him home and find something that we could do together. I always said I was going to start a business, but what it was debatable. Is he frozen right?
He is.
Okay. I think so. Can y'all still hear me?
Like, we hear you, but your video is
super extreme close up. Yeah. It's like Gary's frozen in 4K. Hey. So I don't know
that's
why.
Yeah. You know what? I'm beginning to think that I'm the only one who's got really good internet on the show right now. So
I got the fastest speed that I could get at this place. But yeah. I've learned that I need to plug in when I'm live, and I didn't do that.
Oh, definitely. Wi-Fi can be very, very finicky on a live like this. Rachel says, glad YouTube could have such a positive impact on your life, Kayla. And Brett says, guys, Kayla is the exact same person here on video and in person. So sweet and funny and awesome. Well, that's very nice of you to say, Brett. That's good to know, too. Although, I did not doubt it for a second. Let's see. Brett. Is Gary back yet?
So, no, did you meet Brett at the reseller rally?
I don't believe that I did.
I think back then he might have been
in Cincinnati.
Back then he went by Indy Glockman before he changed his name. But yeah, he was at the rally. I met him there.
Good deal. Good deal. There was that rally, and that was a blast. I had an absolute blast there. And then there was the one that Dante did in South Carolina, and just waiting for the next one to come along and make plans for it, right? What's Philly have to say? Imagine him screaming, "I want nothing," when the customer put on a yard sale. So that's Dave. Dave, I want nothing.
Do not let Dave put that in his video. Like, I really hope that Dave, I would assume that Dave has a very high demographic in the male department, because as a woman, I'm like, please don't put that in the video. Like, imagine leaving somebody's yard sale and being like, "I want nothing."
I think it's great. I think it's great. It makes for great content.
I'm like, that is so rude.
honestly, if you see that person ever again, it's because they're putting on another yard sale, and there's a really, really good chance you're going to remember that interaction at that address as soon as you pull up. Am I right?
Dave is very, very memorable. I will definitely give him that. I love giving Dave a hard time. He's one of my good friends. He's hilarious.
Yeah.
But he does embarrass me picking together because he's a cheapskate and I am not.
Oh man, I embarrass my wife too, because I would haggle anything whenever we would go on vacation and we would go in like shops on the street or anything like that. I'm always like, I guess it's just in me because of yard sales and estate sales and flea markets and whatnot. But she gets embarrassed and she leaves. Like, as soon as I start negotiating, she runs. She's out of sight. I have no idea where she went. Go Dog Go says, "That's true. I remember living in my farm in the mountains. I knew I had to go into town when I started talking, answering questions to NPR in the morning." That's a news station, isn't it? I think I missed the content behind that, Gary. Sorry about that. Oh, look, he's back. There he is. You need to get that Salem internet taken care of. Did you have KFC too?
Yeah, I did have KFC. And I'm blaming it fully on that.
That's hilarious, guys. Rachel says Josh and Haley are doing a meetup in August. Okay, cool deal. We'll have to look out for the, you know, marketing for that and see how much it's going to be and when it goes on sale and stuff like that. That'd be great. Chris has come to visit you too, hasn't he? Did you go yard selling or shopping with him?
Yeah, we did. We hit some yard sales and some thrift stores. And it's not nearly as embarrassing when you have a friend with you wearing a GoPro. Let me tell you, I think that was the first time he strapped up to the yard sale was here. It's way better with the partner.
Yeah. So I'm going to, if Flippy McFlipperson is still in the chat, I'm going to share his idea with you that he shared with me. There is a GoPro mount that is on Amazon that's magnetic, that is not this elastic or across your body, looks like you're wearing a bra on the outside GoPro mount. And it works great. I've been using it since, I think I bought it in October. And that's when he told me about it. They have two options. One's like $30 or $40 and one's $70. And the difference is the $70 one comes with three extra magnetic mounts that you can put in other locations. But honestly, if you're just going to wear it around your neck, you just need the $30 one. But it is great in the respect of the fact that you don't have this elastic harness wrapped around your chest. Because I know that's a lot of people who feel weird wearing that thing out in public. So that is the answer to that.
If you're not wearing black, it's literally like a big bullseye right on your back too. It just draws extra attention. Yeah.
And again, you put on a sweatshirt or a jacket, it makes you even hotter, that type of thing. So
I remember when we used to go, when you first started the channel, Adam, and you used to go and you'd be rigged up. Like, you'd have the full apparatus on and we're walking in and I'm like, he's wearing a bra on the outside.
Brings so many questions and draws so much attention. And thankfully, I don't care, Kayla. I didn't care if people asked me questions. I know it was difficult for you, but if you ask me a question, I'd just be like, "Hey, I got a YouTube channel. Here's my business card. Go check it out." Mm-hmm. So It works. It's a conversation starter, if nothing else, right? Chris says, share the affiliate link. Okay. Honestly, I don't remember if it's in the description of this video or not, but I'll come up with a way to share it with you on DM, if nothing else, guys. Go on Amazon, look up GoPro Magnetic Mount, and you'll find it. Believe me, it's easy to find.
Just click on any of Adam's links that'll take you to Amazon, and then Google it, and then he'll still get his share for recommending it. I need one too. I've been wondering about that.
Mm-hmm. They're good. They work very, very well. I'm actually thinking about the extra one, one of the extra ones I got. I want to take the elastic bra harness, glue or somehow, what'd you call it, Gary? Something concrete, something seal, something. Anyway, I want to somehow attach the magnetic mount to the harness so that I can wear it under a hoodie. And you still can't see it, but it's easy on, easy off. That type
JB,
of thing.
JB welded or epoxy it on or something like that.
Some type of very strong glue so it doesn't pull it off because it's strong magnets. But that's me and my brain of going to the next level where it wasn't meant to go. So so let's see. Abel's Treasures. How are you, Abel's Treasures? Thanks for coming out with us today. I was asked by a few people if I was a police officer because of the GoPro. That's a good question, but I've never received that question before. Caleb, have you ever been confused with being a police officer because of your GoPro?
No, I think a bad guy would laugh at me trying to stop him.
What you do in that situation, just say, I don't like to talk about my work. And then everybody just kind of backs off of that, you know. It's like, I don't really like to talk about my work. Yeah.
The faces you would get on that one. That's hilarious.
That's right.
I wanted to ask you, you said 5 Goodwills are near you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you do, obviously you do sourcing in there. I've seen you do sourcing in yard sales. I've seen you do sourcing in estate sales. I also recall you had not a flea market, but an antique booth.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do that anymore though, do you? Right. What's your decision? I'm going to call it a business decision. What's your business decision for not doing the antique booth anymore?
That was not actually a business decision. And this is a very highly requested video that I said I was going to do that I have not done.
I didn't strike a nerve with the question.
Like there's a story there.
There has been so much good and positivity going on with the channel. And so I just have not wanted to put that negative freaking video out. And I haven't even watched the footage back because there was literally the police called in this situation. Like it was like a big deal. So I've had booths there for well over a year, right? And they changed a policy where they weren't allowing shoes anymore. And I had 3 different booths and one of them was all used shoes. And so they did not tell me that they were apparently not having shoes anymore. And they had somebody.
Did you not get the memo?
They have a memo board, right? And the memo specifically says, for those of you that have shoes at the front, we're no longer keeping shoes at the front anymore. You need to pick them up or they're going to be donated. And they
does not pertain to you at all.
Does not pertain to you at all. There are people that have a few shoes and they would keep one up front in order to keep them from being stolen. I purchased security tags and everything in my booth secure. So anyways, I thought it didn't pertain to me. They just weren't having shoes up front anymore. And so the last day they called, Jonathan and I are actually at a yard sale. And they have somebody call and tell me that if I don't come pick up my shoes by the end of the day, that they're going to donate all of my stuff. So they came super hostile out of nowhere. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Long story short, I told them on the phone that if you touch my stuff, I'm going to sue the crap out of you. And so for that reason, they... I'm trying to think of which one started first. They evicted me from my booths. And because I said that I was going to, they used the reason to evict me because I didn't comply, right? Which obviously, as we already know, is not true. And the second part was that if I, because I said I was going to sue, they actually banned me from the property. Yeah. Banned me from the property and refused to let me pick up my stuff. And mind you, I've had booths there for well over a year. So this was like a huge thing. And they illegally kept me from my stuff. So I had to call the police and the police had to allow me entry to get my stuff. Like I had to talk to a lawyer and everything. And so, yeah, I have all of this and I have great footage and I have them like calling the police on me and the police coming, how ridiculous it was. And so I know that it would go crazy.
Yes.
So I just don't even want to like... I don't know.
Fine. I totally get why you wouldn't want to put that on your channel, but I got to admit that type of drama would definitely draw some ears.
Well, and two, it's bad timing. My grandmother was sick and all that. And so it's like, you know, I have more important things to worry about. Yeah. So dramatic, so unnecessary. Like they like perp walked us pretty much. Like whenever we came and they had the police come allow us to get our stuff right. So we came and they wouldn't let us enter. So I go to the police station. And we come back, and when we come back, they've got all of our stuff at the front of the store, as if like we hadn't paid. Like, so all the people coming in shopping, like, are walking by us, going through all of our stuff, like we're some criminals or something. Like, it was so bad.
Oh man, that's horrible.
It was.
How far away did you move again?
From that town, 45 minutes. Yeah.
But, is there a new antique mall?
There is, but I have no time for that anymore. I have enough. You know, enough.
Done with antique malls.
Yeah, I'm done with that. And it wasn't antiques. Like, I didn't actually have any antique. This was like anything go. It was, it's really an indoor flea market, but it's open 7 days a week. Yeah, it was profitable. It had its time. The time is no more.
Well, I was going to ask you, I don't think I've seen a video of you where you're at a flea market, not in the traditional outdoor flea market sense. No. Do you do those at all? Have you been to flea markets? Are there any in your area?
They have like little country flea markets, but it's not like what you guys see. Like it's, you know, farmers that have tomatoes and onions and a few little booths, but it's never regularly. And it would never be worth the drive to a couple little things. Like I've been, but it's not like what you see other people do.
I think you almost just described the flea market that's closest to Gary, but I'm about a 30 minute drive from it. And they have chickens and goats and
oh yeah,
dogs,
it's in Alabama,
and...
dude. Yeah, so whatever. Dude. Yeah, we do need to go out there sometime and go check
maybe
that out.
It's almost know, more of a joke than anything else.
People sell their garbage there, you know.
I want to say hey to Drew Strickland. He's making fun of Abel's Treasures for lurking in the shadows. But honestly, Drew, I don't think I've seen you say anything all night long. So you're the one kind of lurking too, buddy. And I see Yaakov showed up. What's up, Jake? Appreciate you hanging out with us tonight, my friend. Butterfly Hustles is here. Whew, lots of people have shown up. Thank you so much for coming by, everybody. I appreciate you so much. Well, let's start bringing this show to a close. I have seriously enjoyed, Kayla, your time and the chat and the games and just talking with you. You're a joy to talk with, and you bring so much life to YouTube and the reselling community. I appreciate you being on the show with us tonight. If you got anything you would want to leave with our viewers and our the people in the chat, something coming up on your show, on your YouTube channel, or just words of inspiration, anything?
Words of inspiration? Adam, what are you trying to do to me right now?
Well, what do you got coming up on your – what's the tease you've got for your next video?
Well, I just put a video out about an hour ago, and let me tell you, something that has never happened – to me ever before happened in this video. And that is a Goodwill employee freaking gave me the hookup. Not only did she let us come look in her cart, but she sees John walking by and she's like, hey, I'm getting ready to bring out more video games.
What?
If you want to see them first. So that happened twice in the video that I just put out. So that's why I said video games. Okay. I just
video games is on the mind.
And we're not video game people. Like you'll be able to tell. And it's funny because everybody's like so aggressive and there's the lady with the cart and we're like, you know, barely. Yeah. It's funny. It's good stuff though.
That's awesome. I'm going to definitely go watch that video as soon as I possibly can. Everybody go do it too. That was just enough of a teaser to whet your appetite. Mm-hmm. Gary, what you got coming up?
Well, like I was mentioning, you know, a couple of ventures coming up. The Overland meal prep video is coming up and, you know, just more content. I'm going to start putting out regularly. I've been on this track lately where I've been doing a video a week. So I found that consistency seems to get the best results. So there's not going to be any more long gaps in between videos. You know, I've learned how to edit a little bit better. So just kind of picking it up from there. Up game, new camera and all that. So I better put it to good use.
Absolutely. Consistency is key. That's definitely a YouTube secret that everyone who wants a channel should learn. Over here at Body Pal Picking, I've still got my $1,000 giveaway. I mess that up every time. I have my 1,000 subscriber giveaway of $50. Yeah, somebody's going to call me out on that. I just
Make that perfectly clear.
I got my. Let's strike that from the script, please. Okay. 1,000 subscriber, $50 giveaway still to do. I'm going to come up with something really good. It's going to be a hidden giveaway. And I mean that because I want those 1,000 people who are subscribed, who watch the videos through, are the ones who get to participate, so that I don't accidentally draw in just some random people who don't actually subscribe that just see the word giveaway or the hashtag giveaway. I mean, I want my giveaways to be for the supporters, and I appreciate you. And so you got to just check out my videos, watch them. It's going to be hidden in there somewhere in the next week or so. Again, I got the game I'm working on that's going to be part of our lives coming up. I'm going to do some live listings on Wednesdays. Guests like Kayla, I've got ATL Flippers coming up in February. I'll be hanging out with Larry, Mustache Larry, tomorrow on his show at 3:00. We got a lot going on over here at Body Pal Picking. You got to subscribe, though, to make sure you don't miss a beat. Again, Kayla, thank you so much for coming and hanging out with us. Gary, thank you for being my co-host for the night. Congratulations on another win of the game. And to all of you in the chat, if you haven't done so already, make sure you click and subscribe to everybody and give us some thumbs up. Thanks, everybody. Y'all have a good night. I appreciate you. Talk to you next time.
Night, everybody.
All right, night.